Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm one of your hosts for this evening's show, Henrietta Berg, and we will be joined a little later with the other host, Jill Van Leeson, Glenn Greenwich, possibly Jerry Thomas. Everybody's kind of scattered. Clara, Devon, Chakasha, everybody was in a different state tonight. And we're just really excited about the election coming up and that people are safe, as they always are. Everyone is always safe. But that people who we know of who were stranded are back with their families, not necessarily with in their homes, but they are with family members. So tonight's show, of course, is acknowledging and dedicated to the people who were affected by Hurricane Sandy and, of course, election night. This is a pre-election day show. We have some wonderful guests coming on tonight, and just plan to be with us for a while. We're going to talk and take questions and give you information about changes in those states that were affected by the hurricane and where you can vote and all of that. We're going to give you updates on every possible thing that we can. As always, we begin everything that we do at the International Black Summit, whether it's a meeting, a show, an event. We always begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit, and we shall do that at this particular time. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. October 7, 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and today is November 4th, 2012. Our other hosts are in New Haven, Connecticut, Queens, New York, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, San Diego, California, and Norfolk, Virginia. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Now, how is everyone out there tonight? I know everybody, this has been a very, very interesting week. And we will to our callers in a moment. We're connecting. We're doing some technical things we have going on right in this moment. Let's just talk a little bit about what the week has been like for everyone. Like I said earlier, our love goes forth to those people who were affected by Sandy. And there's so many people who were affected by parts of New Jersey that still don't have power. Parts of New York also. Call in and let us know, share what you might know about what was going on. I had a conversation yesterday with a friend, actually two friends, and one actually lived in Pennsylvania but has property in Harlem that was unaffected. And then another friend who lives in the Bronx in New York who had much, much information. And interestingly enough, people who don't know what actually occurred in their neighborhood, because in many cases it was not like devastating like other things were. So they may not have known that that certain things occurred, and they did, very close to them. Our love goes out to our Summit family in Far Rockaway. Their homes were totaled. The things, I should say, in their homes were totaled, and we have lots of family members, International Black Summit family members who lived in Far Rockaway, and they won't be able to get back into their homes for months. I was told right before the call, I spoke with someone, and we know that these things come to help us grow, and they make us strong. They didn't come to break us down, but it came to make us stronger. So it's that in the meantime that we have to be patient and keep giving thanks, knowing that everything is in order. And I would even go to say everything is in divine order. Send them lots of love and patience and light as they make this adjustment in living with other family members and all of the things that, you have to go through when you have a situation of this sort. Whatever it is that people need in the Summit family, if you would please contact us. We will put it on the airwaves, and so whatever you might have need of, just make the request and someone might be able to get it for you. But we need to, we need to know what your immediate needs are. And we're kind of reaching out to Summit family members at this particular time. But we are also putting our thoughts and things together as to how we can help the community. And so we will, we will take care of that at another time, but it will be soon. The Summit was very active in helping to rebuild Katrina, after Katrina. And I'm sure that there will be an initiative put together to support people who have situations after Sandy as well. So that's one thing. The other thing we want to talk about tonight there's an upcoming election, of course. We want to get the vote out. You know, we want to make sure that people in New Jersey and New York know about the changes that have been made because of the hurricane. And so there should be ways for you to find out on the internet. But for those people who don't have power, we have to kind of get them in other ways. So we'll be talking about that also in a little while. We are trying to make a connection to our guest that we should be able to reach shortly. If you want to call in, our number is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. Our annual event is going to be held in 2013 in Ottawa, Canada. Ottawa, Canada, and it is August 4th through the 7th, 2013, Ottawa, Canada. And we will come together after a year of pondering and listening for what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. Once again, what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? And we are in that conversation all of the time, every day, throughout the day. You know, when I notice my trigger, you know, there's so many times where we are triggered and we don't notice our trigger. But we want to notice our trigger this year. We want to notice it. And trigger is one of our distinctions in the International Black Summit. And it is that distinction that that says, you know, it is that thing that happens inside of us, and we are unwilling or unable to be with or be present to what's going on, because that trigger is in control. So we want to notice our triggers. Notice our trigger. Then we want to be with what is, like whatever it is. Whatever it is that has triggered us, we want to be with it. You know, and we want to trust that it provides me or you access to our vision fulfilled. That by being upset or being sad or being happy or being joyful or whatever has triggered us in whatever way, that if we be with it, it will provide us access to our vision fulfilled. So that's the question from 2012 Birmingham annual event, and we will stay with that question until August 4th, 2013, when we go to Ottawa, Canada for the annual event. Then we are almost connected, still working on it. We'll just wait a few more minutes, and then we'll be able to take our phone calls everything. I want to just suggest or, just really suggest that you be with questions. That question is so powerful when you actually allow it work in you, you know. When you notice your trigger rather than to be upset or angry or sad or whatever emotion you can describe, you know, when you just respond and you go on and inside of this upset, you know, if you would just notice your trigger, just notice it. Because just noticing your trigger, it slows down your actions, your reactions. You know, it slows them down. And if you can slow it down to the point where you can be with what is, then you can remind yourself to trust. Oh, I'm triggered. Okay. Okay, so if I be with this, if I be with this thing, what am I triggered about? Oh, so-and-so said something, or so-and-so did something, or whatever, and I'm triggered about it. It reminded me of something, experience that I had. So let me just be with it. Like stay right there where it is. Stay with it, you know. Because if I can just stay with it for a moment, it will provide access for me into why my vision is not fulfilled. It'll tell me, because I react every time this happens, and every time I react, I shut down when it comes to something else. It might look like that. It might look like when this happens, I just take off and I start doing this and I start doing that, and it takes me off course. You know, it could be a number of different things that go on. But if I notice my trigger, then I can pay attention and be with something and stay with it until I get the gift, as we did last year. You know, we would get a gift. We would look for the gift in it. And there's still that gift that's there. But now what we're doing is we've taken it a little further, and it says, trust that it provides access to my vision fulfilled. All right? And so please just hold on. We're going to be with you shortly. Love Talk is slow in the moment right now. It's coming off really slow, so we're trying to get to the callers. One of the things I want to remind everybody of is Tuesday is election day, and it is the only day now that you can vote. Early voting has closed, as far as I know, in the state of Illinois. Yesterday was the last day. I don't know about the other states, and I know there have been special provisions made for states like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. I don't know what they are, but hopefully we'll be able to get that information to you shortly. And and let you know whatever information we can come up with. So thank you for your patience. And as soon as we can provide that information for you, we will do that. We know that there are people who were affected from in the state of New Jersey, in many, many areas, and we do have guests from that area, from those areas scheduled tonight. We have just not been able to get to them. So we are still trying to get a hold to them, and it just might, it might be where Blog Talk is located, that we are unable to do that. We're going to keep trying. I saw a great picture of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton earlier, and they were kind of walking in the opposite direction and just kind of touching each other's hand. And then I also saw a picture of, you know, it's interesting how things like the hurricane, they kind of put things in perspective. You know, things have kind of, they kind of calmed down for a moment there last week, which of course they would. We are knowing again that everything is in divine order, including Blog Talk Radio and the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I will do. I know what I will do. I will ask if our guest is on. If you will call me, then I can three-way you in on my line. The switchboard is not working at this particular time, but if the guest would three-way in, then everybody call me, and you have my number. If you will call me, then I will be able to three-way you in through my phone. So, Adrian, if you are on, or M. Safari, if you're on, if you will call my cell phone, then I will be able to connect you to the radio through my setup here. Thank you very much. That'll be a big help, and we can continue on as planned. Or if anybody else is online and who has my phone number and they want to speak, just call my number to be able to three-way you in to the radio program on my number. I was looking earlier at a couple of things that I thought we might, you know, that we might talk about tonight also while we're waiting for the guest. And I thought I would ask a question of people about things that they were expecting, things that we're expecting on Tuesday. Did I hear somebody connect? No, okay, I guess I didn't. But I was wondering, like on Tuesday here in Chicago, you know, what are you planning, you know, like for Tuesday? What is being planned? Hold on 1 minute. 1 minute, one of the callers is calling in. What are you planning on Tuesday? Like, what's your expectation on Tuesday? You know, in Chicago, there are a lot of things that are being planned as we continue to work on getting the vote out. You know, we want to get the vote out. So a lot of people who voted early are now in position to drive people to the polls, to go make sure that the seniors can get to the polling place if they don't live in a senior citizen building, where sometimes that is the polling place But if we can get out and we can drive people to the polls, we can walk people to the polling place, and whatever was possible, we can assist others. The other thing that I saw is that they are asking for people to work the polls. And this just came over my email a couple of hours ago, that they're looking for judges and they're looking for pollsters, I think they're called, people who actually work the polls. And if somebody is interested in that, you know, get in touch with me, and I will send you that email. But that is just for the state of Illinois, probably the city of Chicago. But there's still a lot of volunteer work that can be done, you know, to get the vote out. If there are just reminders, I know somebody sent me a text early this week about early voting. And what I did was every day I sent that text as a reminder every day to everybody on my recent calls list. So there's a 732 number that tried to get through. If you would call me again, please, the 732 number, if you would call me again, I'll be able to connect you. So, you know, just do whatever you can. If it's just to ask somebody, did you vote, you know, on Tuesday? Have you voted yet? Do you need assistance voting? You know, if you see people in a long line, if you can go and get some snacks or something and share with people who are standing in the long line. Hold 1 minute. This is one of our callers. Okay. Thank you. We got connected with one of our guests. Thank you so much for being patient. Would you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, this is Audrey Gatling, and I'm calling from Black Women for Obama, the state of New Jersey, state chapter director. And I'm glad to be with everybody here tonight.
Yeah, and we're so glad to for you to just, you know, take time out to be with us tonight. And, you know, especially after the kind of week that you might have had, you know, in the state of New Jersey, we really appreciate you're taking the time, but I won't take up any more time. Just, you know, whatever information you have for us, please go right ahead. Take as much time as you need.
You're absolutely right. It's less than 48 hours that we have to go to get four more years. So we have lots of work to do. A lot of people were affected, unfortunately, by Hurricane Sandy, and that's so unfortunate. So I have some information about that. I have some information about how to get food stamps by applying to FEMA. FEMA disaster assistance, you get up to $300 in food stamps. And the number that I have is 800-621-3362 or disasterassistance.gov. I'll repeat that. And some of this information, I believe, is on our website, blackwomenforobama-nj.com. So I'll give it to you one more time, $300 of food stamps for disaster assistance if you call 800-621-3362 or disasterassistance.gov. There is also for gasoline, which has been very sparse. It's gotten better today as a result of the license plate scheme that they have, but I think M. Safiri may have some more information on that. There has been a significant impact to our Get Out the Vote as a result of the hurricane, but we are moving forward. Every vote counts. The red states, the blue states, they all count. So in addition, Senator Menendez has limited his campaign activity so that he could visit shelters and disaster sites, and he joined Obama in their visit along the Jersey Shore. New Jersey is now proceeding with the election on Tuesday, But I hope it will, for those that can, they can participate in this very important American tradition and vote, where the stakes of our country will be decided. So there's been some changes. I was actually lucky enough to go to our county clerk's office and participate in early voting, and I was so glad that I did. So yesterday was the first day of New Jersey of a three-day cycle, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that provided early voting, and the lines were tremendous. There was, like, in front of me 50 people, then there was another 50. There was, like, probably 200 to 300 people just while I was there waiting in line to vote, so I was very encouraged by that. So the 3 days, I have that information. All the counties, several of the counties are participating in this, from like 8:30 to 4:30 in most counties. And if anybody's interested in a specific county, I guess you can tell me. I believe a lot of this information, again, is on our website. There's other thing that we have going on. New Jersey is allowing displaced voters to vote by using a provisional ballot at any polling ballot at any of the polling sites in the state. Another option that you can use is you can text the word WHERE, W-H-E-R-E, to 877-877 to verify the voting site or the site closest to you. So this might be handy information because things are dynamic. Things are changing very rapidly. I learned yesterday when I was at the polling location at that county clerk that hundreds of polling places are without power. Therefore, entering the possibility of a lot of displaced or disenfranchised voters. So there was a lot of discussions over the weekend that talked about having buses, busing the people to other locations, using other options. Yesterday they were in negotiations, and they did come up with a few options to hopefully include everybody. And we may hopefully we'll get this vote done by Tuesday. It's a very tight race. It's a very close race. People are coming out to vote in this early voting, but we'll see what happens. Due to Hurricane, in addition, Governor Christie had a bromance, as everybody saw, with our President Obama. And Governor Christie has made some very important changes that may make it easier for people to vote. You can go vote early at your county clerk, and there's a list here. Residents who want to vote electronically can submit a mail-in ballot either by email or fax to their county clerk. You'll need to call them to find out their specific email address should you decide to use that option. Once the application is approved, the clerk will electronically send the ballot back to the voter, also by email or fax. Voters must return the ballot electronically by 8 p.m. on November 6th. Applications for mail-in ballots can be found on one of the websites. Visitors to the website should ignore messages saying that applications cannot be faxed or emailed. Again, contact your county clerk. If you can't get to your normal polling place, you can cast a provisional mail-in ballot on Tuesday. And further information is available by calling the following toll-free number, and that number is 1-877-NJ-VOTER, and that will be 877-658-6837. And that's very important to have this information because we're looking at two candidates, two different, as they say, different views of America. And I'm looking here at one of those wall photos from Facebook that says has a picture of Mitt Romney saying, "We cannot afford federal disaster relief. Where would New Jersey be without federal disaster relief?" So that goes to show you who we need to vote for. Early registration will have walk-in hours, as I said, and we have here Middlesex County, which is the county that I am. It's a Saturday, Sunday and Monday from 8:30 to 4:30. That's very important information because it's very important that everybody votes. So that's some of the information, and I also would like to follow up on the canvassing. Get out the vote. There are, as you said before, they are looking for paid canvassing, paid canvassers to go door-to-door to get out the vote. to go knock on doors in Middlesex County and other counties. Those jobs will be paying $50 per shift. It was supposed to be from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now, they're only focusing on Monday and Tuesday, mostly because of Hurricane Sandy. Now, to sign up, you can contact Amber Guestline, and she is at the phone number 732-859-5605, or you can email Amy at AGESSLEIN@gmail.com. I'll repeat, for paid canvassing, Monday and Tuesday, Monday from 1 to 7, Tuesday election day from 2 to 6 to 8 p.m. The lady's name is Amber Guestline, G-E-S-S-L-E-I-N. Her phone number is 732-859-5605. And there's one or two other events. We've done a lot of Get Out the Vote. We've done a lot of voter registration. And I think tomorrow there will be a prayer service on Election Eve at Mount AME at 160 Madison Avenue, Elizabeth. We will have it there for the president and the soul of the nation. So that's my information for right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am going to ask you to repeat certain things, if you don't mind. I was listening, you know, as you were sharing the information, and it's like you all are really on the ball. You know, you've gotten the, you know, where people can get food assistance, food stamps, you know, where they can apply, disaster.com, you know, and let me know if I'm correct on this information. But they can go to disaster.com, or there's an 800 number they can call for food stamps. Was that correct?
Yes, I'm trying to retrieve that information now. Food stamps, there is disasterassistance.gov, and there is an 800 number, 800-621-3362.
Okay.
Information. So that information, I was able to get that from MoveOn.org. And they always pass on valuable information. They got their sources from New Jersey Christie's office, and Star Ledger and the Trentonian. So this information is being made available publicly.
Okay. And early voting. You mentioned early voting. It began yesterday. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in many counties in New Jersey, it began 8:30 Saturday, November 3rd at 8:30 a.m. And it went through 4:30. Most counties will be 8:30 to 4:30. Monmouth County will go to 5 o'clock. Well, it went to 5 o'clock, but it will go to 4:30 on Monday. And then Union County will go until 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
8:30 to 3, and that will also Union County will be at the Union County Courthouse, 2 Broad Street, Elizabeth, and at Union County Annex at 300 North Avenue East in Westfield.
Okay. So Union County will go until 3 tomorrow.
That's correct.
From 8:30 in the morning?
Yes, it begins at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay, so that's Union County, New Jersey. And you mentioned another one that will go to 4:30.
Ocean County, that will go to 4:30. Monmouth County will go to 4:30. Middlesex County, 4:30. And Mercer County till 4:30.
Okay, so everything is 4:30 except Union. Union only goes to 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We voted early in Illinois. A lot of people did, and you know, it's different. It's not, you know, ours was just regular. It wasn't set up after a disaster. So when we went in, the lines were very, very long, which is very, very, you know, that's really a good thing when there are long voting lines, you know. There here in Illinois, there were places that you could go. You know, there were libraries and community centers like that. And if you went to one and the line was very long, they would tell you if you wanted to drive to another area where the lines were shorter. And so that's what we did. We left one place and went further east, almost to Indiana, walked right in and voted, you know, and I came back out. But we were prepared. You know, we had a book to read. We had, you know, I had all kind of work to work on and whatever. And so when you go vote, know there's going to be a long line. Make sure you eat something before you leave. Make sure you take something with you to nibble on, take a sandwich or vegetables or something to snack on. And, you know, like write down subjects that you want to debate. Go with friends, you know, but plan to stay in the line until you cast that vote. It is so important to cast that vote. This is the presidential election. You know, the International Black Summit as a whole does not push one candidate or another, but we do push voting. You know, you must get that vote out. We've had both parties on our show. We had the president of the Republican Party and in the state of New Hampshire on one show, and tonight we have the director of Black Women for Obama from the state of New Jersey. So whoever it is that you want to vote for, feel free. Just make sure that you vote. As the our minister said today in service, people shed blood just to be able to vote. You know, don't think lightly of that. You know, people gave their lives for our right to vote, you know. And not just black people, but women, you know. So, you know, so please take advantage of voting. And in New Jersey, there's voting tomorrow. In Illinois, you can't vote again until Tuesday. But in New Jersey, you can vote tomorrow. So, you know, if you can get up and get out there, grab some friends, whatever you have to do, do that. And now let's talk again about the places that people can go and vote. You said a displaced voter can vote anywhere in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yes, hold on a second. And you could also text where to vote at 877, where to 877-877.
877-877, and you text where to vote.
Yeah, just text WHERE.
Okay.
Now you're just, you're in New York City,
you can dial 311 to find out where your latest polling place is, especially with the power outages and whatnot. Some places have actually moved on the Rockaways and some of the areas that have been affected by Sandy.
Okay. Ian, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. God, I'm like, I hear somebody. Okay, great, great. So can you repeat it, Glenn, because you sound far, far away.
Let me go. I'm out in the boonies in New Hampshire, so that may be the part of the problem. But 311 is the number to call to find out where the latest place that you can go to vote. They've changed it since the last election. And because of power,
real quick, Glenn, you're kind of fading in and out, but what I thought I heard you say was if you would dial 311, it will tell
correct.
You where you can vote?
Yes. Yes, you can use 311 and give them your address and they tell you where you're voting.
Okay, so if you dial 311 and give the address, they can tell you where you can vote. Where you can go and vote is different than last year. The place down the street that you may have gone to vote is not the same. Like Graham told us for the last several weeks that he used to vote right in his neighborhood, and now he had to go to another area to vote. So make sure you know where your polling place is. And if you don't, if you get to a place and they tell you that's not it, they should be able to tell you where to go. If they don't, dial 311 and give them your address, and they'll let you know where to go and vote.
Yes, as you asked before, this place, New Jersey, is allowing displaced voters to vote by using a provisional ballot at any of the polling ballots at any of the polling sites in the state.
Okay, so in New Jersey, a displaced voter can use
a provisional ballot.
A provisional ballot. In the state of New Jersey. Okay. And that's really, really good to know. If you know people who were affected by Hurricane Sandy, please let them know that they can apply. They can go to disasterassistance.com. Or they can call 800-621-3362 and get $300 worth of food stamps for, you know, for themselves or their families or whatever. Early voting in the state of New Jersey began yesterday. It was today. It'll also be on Monday. Most counties, it's open from 30 to 4:30. Except Union County. Union County is 8:30 to 3 o'clock. You can also call Governor Christie's office. And they're also looking for people to work the polls in the state of New Jersey, and it's $50 per shift. And that number is 732-859-5605 if you would like to the polls on Tuesday. 732-859-5605. That's in the state of New Jersey. Let's see. You said something about the county clerk also that you
The county clerk is providing information regarding voting itself. Provisional ballots, your polling place, the voting hours, your voting locations. The paid canvassing is paid by the New Jersey Democratic State Committee in Trenton. So they're paying for the people to get out the vote.
Okay.
Those are two different entities.
Okay, good.
Another reason why for New Jersey that it's important to try to get your vote in early, because we're expecting a nor'easter on Wednesday, the day after the election. So if anything comes early, that may affect a lot of our plans already set in place.
Okay. Now, can you explain that? Can you say more about that, please?
The nor'easter is another storm. It's a huge storm coming. It's not as big as Sandy is, but it's a storm expected to come on Wednesday. So if that comes a little earlier, if preparations start early, that could actually be an impact. So that's another reason why you want to make sure that your vote is in safely and on time. In addition to ready, preparedness for rain, because the shelves in New Jersey are very empty, in the supermarkets, gas is very sparse, lines are long. You have to drive. If you want to drive out of the area, it's at least a half hour south Jersey. You're out of state to try to get gas. Schools were closed last week. Entire school systems were closed last week. Arabella Hall closed for a whole week. The banks were closed for a whole week. It was just like the lights, the street lights were all out, and many of the downtown neighborhoods and districts out, cold, nothing. If you don't have your headlights, you don't have lights. So, and a lot of people were still cold. So a lot of people were suffering in silence. Some people were sharing. They were going with friends, neighbors. They couldn't even go to church because churches didn't even have power. So, you know, we had to get our disaster, you know, disaster preparedness together. And that is, that means in addition to being ready for the vote, we also have to be prepared for another impending disaster. Well, it won't be a disaster, but it's a major storm coming.
Okay. This is really, I mean, this is really, really interesting and challenging and all of that. This is such a be with what is, okay? This is so be with what is, you know, and get out and vote, you know, get out and vote is really what we're pushing here. Because when everything is back to what we consider normal, we still have to have a president of the United States. And so we want to make sure that we do every possible thing that we can to get to the polls on Tuesday. And if you are in New Jersey, you can go tomorrow. You know, you can go Monday and you can go on Tuesday. And, you know, just question. So let me ask this question. For places that don't have power, they don't have internet, you know, that you can't charge your cell phone, you know, how are we getting information to those people?
So that's a challenge. I guess there's churches, if there's churches is up and running and has power, heat and electricity. You have to see people in the old-fashioned way in the streets. That's how you get to people. People have phones, you know, but they don't have them continuously because without electricity, without the ability to charge them up, you still don't have access. So that's a real challenge. If they're lucky, they can get to their internet.
Glenn, say it. Can you repeat it?
I was saying if they had a radio, AM or FM radio, they might be able to get some of the information, but certainly it's not as good as being able to dial up and call somebody and talk to somebody.
Mhm. Right. I wonder who would have a radio, you know, like a battery-operated radio. That's really
Keep one for emergencies.
You said keep one? You keep one?
I keep one. I keep a set of flashlights, radio.
So it's like an emergency.
Exactly.
It's part of your equipment, like a flashlight, you're saying,
mm-hmm.
to have a battery-operated radio.
Mm-hmm. That's crank radios. Crank flashlights and crank radios, too.
Crank?
Yeah, so you crank it for a minute, and it gives you 5 minutes of juice.
Okay, when you say crank it, what do you mean?
Literally, you crank it. You crank, you know, like remember those old crank cars to start
uh-huh.
them up?
Uh-huh.
You do that with the radio or the flashlight, and it gives you power for X amount of time. So I think you crank it for a minute, and you get about 7 or 8 minutes worth of radio time.
Oh, so you're saying you can purchase those?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't
even need a battery. You don't even need batteries. You just crank the thing and don't have your own. Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like that's before your time. If you think of it, do you have a manual can opener?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen
Yep.
It was kind of like that. You kind of like turn it and turn it and turn it, and when it gets to, you know, gets to the end, then you have enough and it builds up energy, and then you get some a limited amount of service for a short duration of time. You're good to go. And then when that does, you have to just repeat the same process.
Okay.
That's what he means by crank.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll have to remember that. I have to remember that's something to post, you know. If people wanted to come and assist in whatever way they could in New York or New Jersey, I don't know if those efforts, if anything has been set up for that yet, but I was just thinking about people who might be able, I don't even know with the gas situation how anyone could help unless they gassed up right before they got to New Jersey.
I think what they would do, the state of New Jersey is mostly set up in north and the south, and it's cut off by I-95 as a road. They say 90% of the gas stations in the south part of New Jersey have gasoline. In the north, I think we have 25%. So you would have to drive like a half hour, an hour to get gasoline and come back. To be sure of not, you stay in gas line for 2 or 3 hours. The shocking thing at the gas station wasn't how long, well, that was shocking too, how long the lines were. But the shocking thing for me really was to see a hundred of people standing in line waiting for gasoline. So you have two lines, a line for cars, and you have a gas line for pedestrian people for gas.
They can't.
And the reason why they need so much gas is not only for their cars, but people have generators that run off of gasoline.
Right.
So their houses actually need it in order to stay warm and to keep moving.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was shocked when I saw White Castle out, cold, nobody in the parking lot, no lights on, nothing. That's a sign. Pass mark down. This is as of like Thursday and Friday. 5 days into the storm, major businesses are down. Major government entities are down. But it's not consistent. Like my street, everybody's fine. The next street, a couple people are out. So it's from street to street. It's not one neighborhood versus another. It's sometimes just, you know, case by case.
How far are you away from the ocean? You know, like how many hours does it take?
How many hours? How many, maybe like how many minutes? I'm about probably 45 to 60, depending on which shore I decide to go to on the shoreline, because the shore is actually probably about maybe about 100 miles long, and it's a length of several small beaches. And the closest beach to me is probably about 30 minutes or so, 30, 45 minutes. That would be like Sandy Hook. And, yes, that's about the closest. And there's a lot of – it's a shoreline, but there's some barrier, what they call a barrier island. So the island is – barrier island probably is very narrow. It has like 2 or 3 houses going to width, and it's pretty long. And then you have a body, a small patch of water, and then you come to the mainland. So those are the ones that got hit hardest. Places like Belmar, you see the shore with Snook, the show with Snooki on it, and that one got hit pretty hard. I used to go there as a child. Used to love going there as a child, but we didn't have Snookies down there at the time. But that whole boardwalk, which is a real fun place to be, I just looked at it. The boardwalk was level with the water. I couldn't believe how far the water came up. And washed away so many of the houses, moved away a lot of the houses. So there's some work to be done. On the other hand, excuse me?
Seaview got hit pretty good. I have the amusement park, right?
Oh, yeah, that's, yes, I think it's called Seabright, Seaside. Within the major, yes, Seaside. There's lots of them. There's lots of them, but those are some of the ones that come to mind. There's lots of them that got hit pretty hard. But Belmar is the one that has national attention because of the Jersey Shore show.
Oh, okay.
Atlantic City got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, Lower Manhattan. Yep.
Yeah, Manhattan. I couldn't believe Manhattan. The pictures I saw of the subways, water is like 4 or 5 feet up, and that's after you come out of the well where the actual railroads are, the rail lines are.
Yeah.
And you know, you pump the water out. Where are you going to put the water? There's no place else to put the water. So, but hopefully there'll be some contracts. We'll think through disaster preparedness more carefully, and hopefully there'll be contracts, and we'll generate more jobs out of this. And you know, unfortunately, there were lost lives, and hopefully this will can be this won't happen again.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now we've finally gotten connection. I've finally gotten a connection to the switchboard, and so if you would like to ask a question or share, please press the number one button. Excuse me, on your telephone, and it'll let us know. I have a 773-865 number that I see if you have a question or comment for our guest or anything to add to the conversation, anything you would like to share as far as the election is concerned or getting the vote out, or anything pertaining to hurricane assistance or whatever, just press the number one button on your dial, and we can now open the mics up for you. You have been so helpful. I mean, just so helpful for so many people. Most of the people who listen to the show, many of the people, not most, but many people listen to the show after we come off the air. And so this will be very helpful for those people, as well. And this call-in number is 646-716-9827. If you're listening over the Internet, you can call in now, and we can, respond to your questions and to your comments. I'm getting you hear a lot of beeping because I'm getting a lot of text messages because people couldn't get through. So, but anyway, we've talked so far about food, food stamps, people, how they can apply for food stamps, where they can go early vote. Early voting in the state of New Jersey is open tomorrow, Monday, until 4:30 in most of the counties. It's open till 3 o'clock in Union County. They're looking for people to actually work the polls, and they're paying $50 per shift for that, and the number you call if you're interested is 732-859-5605. 732-859-5605. Also, any displaced voter can vote anywhere in the state of New Jersey. What was the name of the document you said that they could use?
A provisional
ballot. You can use a provisional ballot, and you can vote anywhere. Also, say it again, please.
You can use a provisional ballot at any polling site.
Okay.
In the state. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if you're displaced, you can use a provisional ballot at any voting site in the state of New Jersey. You can also contact the county clerk's office, Governor Christie's office. If you want to know where to vote, what locations are open, you can even text 877-877 and text the word WHERE, WHERE, and it will respond to you in some way. This has been very, very, very helpful. Again, if you have a question or comment for our guest is the director for the state of New Jersey of Black Women for Obama. And they are working in spite of all of the interesting things that are occurring in New Jersey, planning for, preparing for another storm, not a hurricane, but a storm that is to come on Wednesday, but making sure that the voters gotten out today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So, again, if you can assist somebody, if you voted already, then assist others. Just like I said, send a text message about early voting and send it to everybody that you know. And this show you can listen to, you can go to blacksummit.org and just click on talk show, and it will replay this show. So anybody, you know, who needs this information, they can hear this show time. It will replay for them if they go to blacksummit.org and click on talk show. And all of the information will be, you know, just repeated as we've done it tonight. Also, they can go to Blog Talk Radio, International Black Summit, and put today's date, November 4th, in, and they can listen that way. But blacksummit.org is real easy. A much simpler way to get in is blacksummit.org. Again, the views that are expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the International Black Summit. We encourage anyone from any party to come on the show and share. And we do advise everyone to vote, everyone to use your privilege that you've been given in order to vote. Audrey, I think M. Safari was trying to get in. I'm not sure. Your number is 906. It's, when I was trying to see, there was another number that was trying to get in. I was wondering if she might have something, you know, something to share.
I think she wants to talk to you about gasoline.
About gasoline? Okay, is
right.
Is she a 439 number?
I think she may be 301.
301. I don't see it.
The gas stations that are available with gas.
Okay. Let's see how I could get her.
Coming up.
Yeah.
307 number.
I can't hear you, Glenn.
This is 732-906 number.
The 732-906. I think that's the number. Isn't that the number you're calling from, Audrey?
Yes, that's mine. That's my number.
So you have us on two lines. You have us on the through my phone, and you're on the switchboard
gotcha.
As well. Yeah, she's on the switchboard. So I have a 732-439.
559. That's
me. That's you also. Okay. So, God, if I had her number, I could call her, and then we could put her information.
Yeah. There's a couple things I want to share. There are a couple of numbers for businesses. So if you're a business that has been affected by Superstorm Sandy, and and you're in the borough in New York City, there's a couple of city programs, the Department of Small Business Services and the New York City Economic Development Corporation are providing $10,000 grants or, sorry, loans to help businesses recover from Sandy. There's also some federal, and that's for medium and large size businesses. There's also some programs to help you rebuild or purchase materials so that you can rebuild as well. And those are available through New York City Industrial Development Authority. So there are various programs that are available if you go online to newyorkcity.gov. You can find some of those programs that are available for Superstorm Sandy. Back to you, Henrietta.
Okay. And I would just ask, Glenn, if you would repeat everything again, because, you know, it's just it's kind of difficult to hear at times. So if you would repeat it, repeat that information one more time, please.
Certainly. So there are some programs that are available through New York City Department of Small Business Services, as well as New York City Economic Development Corporation. Those make loans available for businesses if they need to buy material to fix back the building or to replace goods that were damaged. There are some programs that are available for businesses to recover, to get back on track, given Superstorm Sandy. And, of course, there's also the number you were given out earlier, which was the FEMA number of 800-621-3362. Back to you.
Okay. I am going to, Audrey, if you would click over to your other line, I'm going to close you off of my number. I found in Sophia's number, and I'm going to give her a call. And if you and Glenn will continue, I'm going to try to get her on so we can find where the gas is available. Okay, I see a 301 number.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on, Dan. Wait a minute. Okay. 301-782. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
Good
evening. Good evening. We had some technical challenges earlier, but so much for calling in. We've been talking to Audrey, and she shared some really great information. We've talked about getting the vote out, people who wanted to vote, who wanted to work the polls, people who might need food assistance. You know, we've given those numbers, as well as, you know, the fact that early voting in New Jersey is began yesterday and it continues tomorrow. And any information that you have for us, please go ahead and share.
Okay. I'm not sure if Audrey. One moment. Let me pull this information up for you. Hold on.
Okay.
While she's looking for that, I just wanted to have found some other information. There is an Occupy Sandy, which is a coordinated relief effort to help distribute resources and volunteers to help neighborhoods and affected people. I found that on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And that information asks that people text Occupy Sandy to 23559.
Okay, one more time. Occupy Sandy.
You text that to 23559. And they say that they need urgent supplies, and you can get more information from them.
Okay.
And they're also looking for volunteers, if you're able.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah. So they're looking for volunteers, right? As soon as we get some more information about how people can assist, you know, we'll bring you that information. Just please, you know, keep checking in case we have a special show or something this week. Just go to blacksummit.org, and it will let you know, you know, if we have more information. We'll put it on our website at blacksummit.org. And Audrey, when we finish this call, if you would assist me in putting this information on the website. It'll be on the radio show, so you can send people to blacksummit.org and listen to the radio show. But we can also post it on the website, so people
sure.
can go there as well to get the information. You know.
There's also information on our Facebook page, Black Women for Obama -NJ, and there's lots of information there as well. But we'll work together offline, and we'll get this information together in a coordinated fashion.
Okay. Great. Is Black Women for Obama
-NJ.
-NJ. Okay.
Yeah, that's on Facebook.
And is it the number 4 or the word 4?
The word 4.
Okay.
That's for the state chapter. And then there's a national chapter, which has lots of media and
mm-hmm.
a lot of directed content
mm-hmm.
at blackwomenforobama.org.
Okay.
And then you can find out all about our state chapter directors, our leadership team, our executive director's book, which is entitled Believing in Obama, and other information.
Okay.
We have weekly strategy meetings on Tuesdays. If you'd like to have, if you'd like to replay one of the meetings or get an agenda for an upcoming meeting, you can go to that website as well.
Okay. Great.
Okay,
so
I'm that lady.
We'd love to have you. Okay, I'm Safiri.
Okay. One of the websites I have is where to get a list of gas stations for refueling your car on odd and even days. And that website would be R as in run again, text internal web. Okay, repeat, please. I'll repeat it several times. It's RRText External Web Top. Write WRIGHT Express.com. Okay. I'm going to repeat that again because this is a very long address for a website, because it's going to give you the list of the gas stations in your area, whatever neighborhood you're in, for New Jersey to get gas on your odd and even days for your license. The website is RR as in run. That's a double RR as in run. Text.
External.
RR text external web. WEB dot. Write WRIGHT Express.com. NEO. /www/site. S as in Sam, I, T as in Edward, T as in Thomas Edward, site. /locator.
Okay.
And I will also be sending this website to you, so if anyone contacts you, that you will have this website to give them.
Okay. Where are you going to send it? To my email address?
Right.
Okay.
Or either I will text it to you, email, send it to your email, or text them both.
Yeah, the email, the I forgive for me address.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That way I can forward it to where it needs to be. Well, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are we have an extended show this evening because of Hurricane Sandy and because of the election night, and we want to get the vote out. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You can call in 646-719-9827 if you have questions or comments or something to share that will assist the people who were affected by the hurricane, who will help people get the vote out on Tuesday, or whatever it is that you might want to speak about. There's a caller, 773-865. If you would like to speak, please press the number 1 button on your phone and let us know. Actually, I'm going to open your mic just to check in with you. This is 773-865. Did you have a question or comment? Okay. I'll mute your mic again. So if, again, if you want to replay this, you just go to blacksummit.org and click on Talk Show. And Safiri has just shared with us a website where you can go find out where you can go, where you can get gas. One of the International Black Summit people, Charlie Sutton, hasn't been able to get to her house yet, but she did share about the gas rationing. Can you tell us something about what that's like? In Safiri? Did I lose? Hello?
Well, then you maybe lost her.
Yeah, must have.
So would you like to know a little bit about the what it's like to get rationing?
Yeah, like how do they do it? Like, what's that system look like?
I think if you have an odd days, it started yesterday, Saturday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was if your license plate ended in a 1 or odd number, then you go like on yesterday. Today is if it ends in a 2 or even number, you know, you go today.
Okay. Okay.
That shortens the line.
Ladies, I'm sorry. I had to reach for more information. Also,
okay.
I'm not sure. This is Insafari speaking. Audrey, I'm not sure if you shared the FEMA food line number.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so when you go, can you only get a certain amount or can you fill up?
You can fill up your tank on your day. It's like Audrey said, if your number starts with a 1, you do such and such. If your number starts with a 2,
mm-hmm.
or a 3, you get all the gas that you need on that particular day.
Okay. How much is gas? Is it still the same price? Is it higher or lower than it was before the storm?
I'm hearing people saying that gas is lower. I'm finding that gas in where I'm located, it's like 329, 322, mm-hmm. if you shop a little. Mm-hmm. So that's a great big difference from gas 379, like $4, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking, I'm listening and I'm observing that gas has dropped considerably.
Okay.
You know.
And
this is a practice. This is something that was done in the 70s. Gas was kind of rationed to odd and mm-hmm. even numbers, and now they're bringing it back. Well, it makes sense because it's been some very critical situations that occurred at these long lines. People saying three, but I've seen lines as far as 7 and 10 miles waiting to get gas. You know, some of these gas stations have ran out of gas, so you're waiting in all these lines for nothing.
Mm. And, okay. and it is they do have police and reinforcements there because some people, you know, lose their patience. People
right.
try to cut in line, and then other people don't like it, and then they have, you know, very heated confrontations.
Yes.
Tensions, they say, are boiling over as quickly, you know, and there's been Friday. There was a man arrested with a gun on another, pulled a gun on another driver as he waited in line for gasoline. So there's a lot of things that's happening.
Mm-hmm. That's good. No. Well, we will continue with this information. You know, as we get it, we'll post everything on our website at blacksummit.org. You can also go to Black Women for Obama NJ to that website. Wait, I know I didn't say that right. It's Black Women. Oh yeah, I said it right. Black Women for Obama NJ, New Jersey, and get information.
More information on our Facebook page and on our website. So if you can go to our Facebook page, it's the same thing, Black Women for Obama NJ. You could like our site or just come and get some information.
Okay. That's great. We have information on food stamps, on working the polls, on disasterassistance.com, Governor Christie's office, early voting from 8:30 to 4:30 in most counties, except Union County, 8:30 to 3 tomorrow, early voting. And displaced voters can use a provisional ballot anywhere in the state of New Jersey at any polling place. Also, you mentioned something about not to pay attention to if you go online and they tell you that you can't do early voting or that you can't. Audrey, can you repeat that part?
Okay.
You said something about don't pay attention. If, you know, like if they say you can't do something, don't pay attention to it. That you can vote early and that you can vote anywhere. You don't have to be in your neighborhood to vote. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, for people that are displaced. But when you go to the website, you know, for the mail-in ballots and things, they should ignore messages saying that applications can't be faxed or emailed.
Okay.
They can, I guess, for this particular election, or I don't know if we're moving in a certain direction in New Jersey, or if it's just for this if it's a one-time situation. But if it says, they suggest ignore any directions on the website or wherever saying that applications cannot be faxed or emailed. But for more information, more detail, you can call your county clerk. They're on standby. They have teams out there ready and standing by. I'm particularly proud of my county clerk. She's on the ball. She's very on the ball and supporting this.
Good for her. You want to do a shout out to her?
Oh, yes, Elaine Flynn, yes, our county clerk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to acknowledge Elaine Flynn for the good that she's doing in her community.
Yes.
And so that's great. We always, you know, we are always about acknowledgement in the International Black Summit. That's one of the things that you will experience
acknowledgement, praise, and thanksgiving of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the universe. That's one of the things that's available in the conversation of the International Black Summit. We are building community, and in this particular case, we're rebuilding communities. And as I said earlier, whenever the initiatives to help rebuild after Sandy, whenever those are available, we'll have those on our website so we can assist in whatever way possible. If you have suggestions for us, please contact us at blacksummit.org on our website and join our network there. Our question for this year that we take into next year is, what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? And Hurricane Sandy is really has you step into that question. You know, the election really has you step into that question. And so we will look at this question inside and out and ask ourselves this and experience this question for the next 10 months until we go back to our annual event in Ottawa, which is August 4th through the 7th. And please register for that. You can register for the summit right now at blacksummit.org. You can register for the annual event at blacksummit.org right now. And look forward to joining us in Ottawa next year. I'm going to ask M. Safiri and if you have anything else to share, and then Audrey, I'll come to you.
Basically, all that has been said has been very vital. The thing that I'm finding that I am exercising my personal self is to stay calm and be rational about my decisions and how it appears to be, you know. Just take a deep breath and just work it out, because it's upon us, and it's just going to take time and patience for things to get back to some degree of normalcy.
Okay. I like that. Take deep breaths, like more than one. You know, be rational about things. That's really good, you know, really, really good, you know, to think about. It's kind of like we say, be with what is.
Be with it,
you know, not run from it or talk about it, but just be with it. Be with the sadness of it. Be with the shock of it. Just be with it. You know, because we do know that there is always good in every situation. But we have to be with things long enough to see the good. You know, it's shocking at first, and shock is always temporary unless you keep replaying the seeming trauma. But the moment you identify with thank you, you know, like thank you, you know, like I can be in the midst of a storm and I can say thank you for my position, thank you for my job, thank you for my career, thank you for my relationship, and be in the midst of something else. But there's always something to say thank you for. And the moment I say thank you, it opens up my consciousness so that I can get the gift out of the situation, or I can see the good in what is going on, and I can listen for and grant being, as we say in the Declaration, to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. You know, I say, you know, Sandy came to help us grow in areas that we needed to grow, mm-hmm. and that we will see some tremendous growth in our communities during this time of rebuilding. So I really hear you when you say take deep breaths and be rational, you know, about what you do. Audrey, I'm going to come to you, and then Glenn, I'm going to ask if you have any, you know, closing remarks for us tonight.
One of the things that struck me about the Romney campaign was the eve of the first presidential debate. As we know, it was a total upset. As it turns out, Mitt Romney asked his peers at the Mormon Church to give him a day of fasting and prayer. And because of that, it was David and Goliath, and he won the first debate to everybody's surprise, including all the pundits out there. So if God did that for the Mormon Church, and if he did it for Mitt Romney, what less can he do for us? And we also see that and experience that tomorrow night in the night of prayer, and as we pray for President Barack Obama and the soul of our nation. And I guess we'll be having a jubilation. It'll be 7 o'clock at Mount Timon Amy Church in Elizabeth. And I hope everybody can pray in their own way, to pray for the soul of a nation, to pray for the direction of our church, and, of course, we'll pray for the victims of Hurricane Sandy.
And where is the church again?
The church is at 160 Madison Avenue in Elizabeth at 7 o'clock, Election Eve. So we're going to pray. You know, we've done get out the vote, we've done debates, we've done strategies, but now it's in God's hands, and it's a very tight presidential election. It's in God's hands.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. And the prayer vigil, do you know what time?
7 p.m.
7. And that's interesting because we are doing the same thing here in Chicago. Ministers from all around the city are going to Trinity United Church of Christ, which is actually Obama's church. Mm-hmm. And that's where the prayer vigil will be held, and it is also at 7 p.m., but it's Central Time. Audrey was saying 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so if you're, you know, on the East Coast, it's 7 o'clock. If you're Central, if you're in Midwest, it's Central Time, 7 p.m. also, and the ministers from around the city and the suburbs are all be gathering together tomorrow to pray for our president, to pray for the soul of the country. I love the way you say that. And to be open and receptive to what God has prepared for us, okay, as well. So, M. Safiri or Audrey, is there anything else before I go to Glenn?
No, I think that's about it for Black Women for Obama.
Okay.
Well, I think we've kind of pretty much summed it up. We were kind of, my daughter and I was kind of laughing to make the time pass about Sandy and the country is, how did Noah, you know, the biblical story of Noah survive on the ark with all of those animals in one window?
Mm-hmm.
And so the scenario I'm bringing out is, how are we going to survive this presidency if the right man is not put there? It will be like in the ark, 2x2 with all the animals on the ship for 160 days, you know. There was no place to eliminate. Everything was right there, you know, with the sweet and the smells together. So I'm in compliance with what we were saying about get out and vote and be steadfast and zealous about getting our votes in and share with other people to get their vote then. And that pretty much sums it up for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Glenn?
Yes, I just want to also remind us that the local officials are very important in the scheme of things as well. So make sure that you understand what the local candidates are doing and what they're going to be doing, because that's who you're going to be directly interfacing with. And make sure that you know and understand any proposals that might be being offered in this election. What I find is that there's a lot of things that get slipped to us during the voting ballot. And so if we're not sure of it, we may be voting on things that will directly affect us down the line. So, again, make sure that you know all the proposals and who are the local officials that you're going to be interfacing with, because it does make a difference. Yes, you're voting for the president, but you're also voting for all those folks in between who are the people that you actually be interfacing with inside your community. Back to you, Henrietta.
Okay, and that's a really good point. I voted about Tuesday, and there were so many judges, you know, to vote for, whether to retain them or not. Then there were referendums, you know, there were different things about the school teacher retirement in the state of Illinois, you know, and whether to put that in the hands of the state people where they could change it anytime. I don't know exactly how it read, but one of the things, because there are a lot of educators in my love circle, and I was not clear about it. I thought I was when I went in. And so I just asked one of the judges at the polling place, I said, can I ask someone a question? And she said, you can ask anybody a question as long as it's not me. And so she let me ask someone there, and I used my cell phone. And I called someone that I knew who was in another room, but I called and asked them how to support the teachers, you know, and they told me how to vote on that referendum. And so I learned something, because I didn't know that I could do it, but I didn't want to vote, and, you know, I didn't want to vote against what I believed, and they allowed me to make that phone call. So if you have questions about anything on your ballot, ask someone, and they should be able to guide to where to get the information. There should be a lot of people outside of the polling place with lists of who to vote for certain things, if you're in support of something or if you're not in support of it. They will have lists that they can hand to you. In the state of Illinois, you have to be so many feet away from the door to hand somebody something like that, but they will be out there, you know, to hand you a list of the people that they want you to vote for. So, you know, do whatever you can do. Be clear about it. Call somebody you know and ask them to explain it to you. Those referendums are very important because they put things, you know, they make things laws without us realizing them. You know, what judges you want to maintain or not, you know, you should, you know, find out, call somebody you know who's an attorney, and they will clearly tell you which judges you should, you know, support or give you some background information. So you have tomorrow to kind of do your homework and take a look at who's on the ballot, so that on Tuesday you're prepared. Or if you're going tomorrow, talk about it while you're standing in line, and somebody will share information that you need. This is, again, the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are so thankful to Glenn for giving us the information about New York and the pictures, Glenn. Those pictures really, you know, kind of put things in perspective. You know, I've shared them with many, many people, so that, you know, like people really, really get it, you know, because they thought we would be affected by Sandy with a lot of wind and rain and stuff like this, but nothing like looking at those pictures and seeing just you walking out of your door, what occurs, you know, what was in your neighborhood. So I would like to thank Glenn for providing those photos for us. And Audrey and Sophia, it was, see, there's no accidents. I ran into these two ladies housewarming in September. Wasn't it in September, I think?
Yeah.
Right, and we've been planning this for them to come on, and, of course, this is the perfect night. And we had no idea that Sandy was anywhere in the making when we met. And so you have just been so wonderful to provide the International Black Summit with all of this information and allow us to put it on our website so that people will, you know, will have a place to come and information. We thank you so much. Again, you have my number, so keep in touch. If there's anything, you know, that's set up that we can support, or the churches here in Chicago can support, you know, I'll get in touch with the churches or whatever it is that we need to do. Just please let us know. On behalf of the International Black Summit, we send love, light, power, and strength to the people who were affected by Hurricane Sandy. We know that this is just a stepping stone for greatness, and that because of this, everyone will be stronger in loving and in community, in sharing and supporting. You know, this has provided an opportunity for us to be what we were created to be, which is simply a love, just another way to love. So God bless everyone. Thank you again, and I will. We will be here next week at 8 p.m. with the election result program. Everybody get out and vote. And if you voted already, get somebody else out and vote. God bless you, and we will talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Well.